Hi guys, it's Michael Owen here, otherwise known as the Sports Lobster. I'm back again for my podcast about mean tweets. I've just got a few spare minutes because the Fletcher and Sav show's on, so I've got in my office to do a bit of work. It's not technically an office, but it's just a room really. They rearranged a few things and they've got rid of a few cupboards and moved a couple of filing cabinets here and there. And they, you know, sometimes when the Fletcher and Sav show's on, they usher me in there and tell me to get out of the way, and I'm glad really, because I've got, like I say, I've got a lot of stuff to do. So yeah, best get started. In fact, I'm going to change the focus of it this week. I'm going to spice it up a little bit, something I've been thinking about for a while. I'm not going to read mean tweets this week. I've prepared a special segment called Michael Owen Reads Nice Tweets. So without further ado, let's cue the happy music. So yeah, there was the races the other week, and obviously I'm mad on my horses. I'm not sure if you know that, but I'm really into my horse racing, and I put my tips on there, and I got a reply from somebody that says, "You're a lad, Michael." I enjoyed that, because obviously it means lad in a really positive way. It makes me sound like someone who's really, really cool and down with the kids, and that was something that really pleased me. And you don't see that kind of stuff on the internet, you know, people being positive. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I had loads queued up there. Where are they now? Loads of nice tweets, you know. Yay sayers and well wishers. As opposed to the usual turd wishers and naysayers. Where have they gone? I had loads queued up here, but well, no, they seem to have disappeared, but, I mean, you can believe me, I had loads of them. I suppose there's only one thing for it. We'll have to go into the negative tweets. Well, I hate to do this, but here we go. So I tweeted about the PSG players all surrounding the referee, saying it was a joke, and they needed to leave the referee to the referee. And the first reply to that was from at MUFC Colin, who says, "Stop using Sports Lobster." I found that very mean, and I love Sports Lobster. It's one of my favourite hobbies, and I also use, you know, Art Gibbon, Architecture Pony. You know, there's loads of websites like that that I use, and I don't like being criticised about it, to be honest. Another guy hiding behind his keyboard there, nothing better to do. Anyway, then I tweeted, never a red card for the Ibrahimovic one. Once again, the reaction of the Chelsea players is shocking. And at Neela Vodka has replied to that saying, "Fuck off, you crippled whore." Right, I'm going to write your name down there. I'm going to add you to my fight list. And as soon as I've read that book on karate, I'm coming in, I'm going to try and, well, come to my office in the BT Sports studio, and I'll let you in here, and we'll move a few things around and have a bit of an organised fight. Show you how I'm not crippled at all. I'm very, very able. Not as flexible as Ryan Giggs, but I'm getting there. Does anyone want to buy me a book on yoga? Cheers. Anyway, then Hazard took that penalty, didn't he? I said, that's the way to take a pen, if you've got the balls to do so. I never did. Got a reply to that saying, "You never had the balls to do anything." Well, but very unfair, that. I've had the balls to take selfies and do internet things, and, you know, not to mention when I was playing football, I scored against Argentina. That was a great goal. I look at it on YouTube if you like there. You know, there's loads of replays of it. I'm a very daring man. But yeah, hold on a minute. Who's this? It's someone you might recognise. He just turned up at the BT Sports studio. He's on his way in here. It's a man who needs no introduction at all. All right, Michael. All right. Oh, yeah, I forgot it's the radio, so he sort of does need an introduction. It's David Beckham of football fame and free kicks and that kind of thing. What are you doing here? I'm on the Fletch and Sev show. And they don't need me for a bit, so just thought I'd wander into this Why in this cupboard, Michael? It's not a cupboard. It's an office, this. It's a fully fledged office. And now, but there's a bucket and sort of bucket and mop over there. That's not a mop and bucket. Well, it is a mop and bucket, but I put that there. I had a bit of cleaning to do. Just leave me alone. You're throwing me off my stride here, David, to be honest. I was trying to read out my... do my podcast for the week. I do this every week. You know, I tackle the trolls of the internet. All right, well, leave you to it then. Well, what are you doing later? I might go and play pool with David Brent. How did I say David Brent? I meant Ricky Gervais. Well, that sounds good, that. Yeah, it might be all right. Good night, come. That's the thing with pool, Michael, because you only need two players with pool. Can I be the little referee that wears the white gloves and gets the balls out? Yeah, snooker, Michael. I love you, David.